Yesterday, we looked at MacBook arbitrage. Today, let's talk about fancy cookware rentals. Can you actually make money renting out expensive kitchen gear? In today's episode, we're going to explore whether luxury cookware rentals could work and what challenges you might need to watch out for. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host, bringing you new episodes every day for more than 3,100 consecutive days and counting. Sometimes the best business ideas come from looking at what you already have. Today's listener, Jenna from Minneapolis, has an enviable collection of high-end kitchen gear. She's got fancy knives, premium cookware, top-tier gadgets. And she's wondering, instead of letting them gather dust, she doesn't actually use them all the time, could she rent them out to home chefs, food stylists, or influencers? You know, all those TikTok videos in the kitchen. Anyone who wants a taste of luxury without the price tag. So let's consider whether cookware rentals is in fact a promising market or a logistical headache waiting to happen. Dun, dun, dun. Or might it be somewhere in between? Who knows? Let's talk about it. Detailed question and my answer right after this quick shout out to our sponsor.
Hi, Chris. I'm Jenna calling in from Minneapolis. I'm a total kitchen gear nerd. I own some fancy cookware, designer knives, and high-end gadgets that I absolutely love, but honestly, they sit unused a lot of the time. Recently, I wondered, is there a market for renting this kind of stuff out? Could home chefs, food stylists, influencers, or even small events need short-term access to fancy tools they don't want to buy themselves? I'd love to know if this is a feasible side hustle, or if the logistics and risks make it too complicated.
So my answer to today's question, in some ways, is going to be like yesterday's. Yesterday, our caller was like, hey, can I buy MacBooks from another country, like Apple computers, and then resell them in the United States, or it could be a totally different market. Like, can I do this? And so the answer is, like, hypothetically, you can. Like, there is potential demand for this. But you also have to think, with any kind of reselling market or any kind of rental market, like we're talking about here today, what exactly is the market? Like, how many people want this? Of all the things you could do, why should you do this one? And so if we start by thinking about the demand, we could say, yes, there are food stylists, photographers, influencers. I think Jenna, she mentioned she's calling from Minneapolis. So I'm not too familiar with that area in terms of like, is it a high area for, you know, is it a high influencer food stylist area? I'm sure probably in New York or Los Angeles or Toronto, maybe those are. But anyway, let's just say renting high-end gear, you know, could save people from buying expensive items if they're only going to use them once or twice. And there are already specialty businesses doing this with designer tableware or commercial kitchen equipment, maybe even rare or vintage cookware. But, you know, where does it get tricky? Well, it gets tricky with liability and damage. You got to think about that. You got to think about logistics, like managing the pickup / drop off, cleaning, packaging, repairs. All that adds time and cost. What about when something goes wrong and so on? But again, just like yesterday's episode, I think ultimately the main challenge is local demand. Like, you know, are there enough people who want these rentals on a semi-regular basis? And maybe you could be sending them out as well, but then, you know, so it's not just your local area, but then you have to think about shipping and all the logistics involved with that. So I don't know that there's huge demand for it, but it's okay to try things. It's okay to test things. And some of the best stories that we've had over the years are from people who are trying things and testing things. So I would be curious to see what happens. I don't know if I'd want to be an investor, but I'd be curious to see what happens. And I would love to be pleasantly surprised. That's my initial take on it. Thank you so much for calling. Thanks for the question. Listeners, thank you for listening. I appreciate our entire community. Folks out there doing interesting things, just thinking about what they want to do next with their lives and how they can create something that earns income for them so they can do more of what's important to them. These are all the values of the podcast, and I'm so glad to be able to still make it for you every day. All right, enough about that. Detailed archives are on the website, always free. New episode 7 days a week. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.